Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. And not only am I the pastor of Fairton Christian Center, but I happen to be the presbyter of the Southern Section of the Assemblies of God, New Jersey District. Have been now for 13 years. And as Christmas approaches, I know this program is carried out of this radio station out of Rio Grande. I'd just like to encourage you people down there, if you don't have a church to go to, just hustle on over there to West Cape May, to the Assembly of God Church. Pastor Leo Dodd is there, has a wonderful congregation, wonderful wife and family, and he's doing a great job with the church, and he'd be a blessing. Or maybe you live a little further north, and you're up there in the Linwood area. Well, go on over there and see Pastor Sam Pack at Mainland Assembly of God. Pastor Pack and I, we are very good friends. I love Pastor Pack. And he and his wife have done a great job there in Mainland for all these years. And maybe you're in the Atlantic City area. Get on down there to the Assembly of God Church in Atlantic City and see the Broomses. You know, they've been ministering there now for several years and have been a blessing. And so that whole area down in there is covered by Assemblies of God Church. Pastor Kevin Burnet up at New Life Church in Egg Harbor. Great work, wonderful work that's going on there. Mays Landing, you got Pastor Ronnie Galena. So that whole area down in there has many opportunities for you to go to and be blessed by men and women of God who love Jesus. In Cumberland County, 6 Assembly of God churches. We have Fairton Christian Center, First Assembly of God in Millville, Chestnut Assembly up in Vineland, Full Gospel in Vineland, Bridgeton Assembly of God, and then Good News Assembly of God out on Big Oak Road. And so lots of opportunities. And I know every one of these churches will be planning special things for Christmas and for Christmas Eve. I know we are. We always have a special service on Christmas Eve at Fairton Christian Center. Starts at 6 o'clock, ends at 7. We specifically do our best in that thing right at 7 because we know Christmas Eve is a special time for families and they have other activities planned. And we just want the Christmas Eve service to be part of the regular tradition of a family for Christmas. And so it's going to be the same this Sunday. It's already put together. We have beautiful music that's planned. And then I'll speak maybe 5 minutes, not very long, because we will end at 7 o'clock. And you're invited to that. Christmas Day, we'll have a service Christmas morning. And we would just love to have you come. We always do a little treat for the people. It goes all the way back to where it was done before I was ever the pastor, where the board of elders of the church used to provide a little bag of hard candy. Remember the ribbon candy and stuff? And an orange. And so what we do is we buy these little boxes of chocolates, like there's 4 chocolates in a box, and we give every person a box of chocolates and a navel orange. Just something to make Christmas special. And I don't think it's just as special as it can be unless you wind up going to church somewhere. Well, all right. We've been looking at some good things this week. And this is Friday. This is the end of the week. And we're looking towards Sunday. Today we go to church. We get refreshed. We get blessed. And you really, if possible, should try not to work on Sunday. You should honor the Sabbath day if you can. I know in our culture, in our society, a lot of people have to work through the weekend. They're on rotating shifts, and that's just the way it is. But if you can take, you still need to take one day out of the week and make it your Sabbath, where you rest, meditate on the things of God, refresh yourself in the Lord, and draw your strength from Him. And it'll bless your body, too, as well. One of the scriptures we looked at early on in the week was this one from Proverbs chapter 16. It says, "The highway of the upright turns aside from evil. He who guards his way preserves his life." You know, God is the giver of life, and he wants us to live and fulfill the number of our days on earth. He gives us hope for that. He says that he's an ever-present help in the time of trouble, and the godly have troubles because we have an enemy that wants to give us trouble. He hates us, and he comes after us with everything that he has to throw at us. But always remember, greater is he that's in you. Greater is the Lord of glory. Greater is the kingdom of God that surrounds you. Greater is the shield of his favor that is over you. Greater are the angelic beings of the kingdom of God than those of the fallen one. You serve a Savior who has defeated everything that the kingdom of darkness has. And you have been translated into his kingdom, and he is Lord over it. And as you exercise his lordship and his dominion, the powers of darkness lose their hold over you. I wish I could explain that in a better way so that you could grasp the fullness of the meaning of that. Because we are attacked by things that sometimes we think, oh, that's those rotten neighbors, those rotten people where I work, they give me all this grief. Maybe that grief is coming through people, but it doesn't originate in them. It originates in the kingdom of darkness. And when we know that we are not warring against flesh and blood, but we are warring against the darkness, the demonic spirits, go after them. Years ago, I had a lady who called me up and she said, Pastor, I don't know what to do. I keep getting these really obscene phone calls. I've called the police. They put trackers on. They cannot find out who's doing this. They don't know. They can't get it stopped. It's been going on now for months. And I said, well, let's assume it's not the person, but the spirit that is behind the person. And the Bible says, if any two of us shall agree as touching anything they shall ask of the Father, it'll be given them. Let you and I agree that the spirit that is motivating this person to do this is going to be bound. Let's bind it. And so she and I prayed, and we said, in Jesus' name, we take authority over and bind up this spirit, that is this obscene spirit that is motivating this person to make these calls. And we command it to stop in Jesus' name. That was it. You know what? She never received another one of those calls. Why? Because it wasn't the person. It was the spirit behind the person, and we have authority over that. Jesus has made us free from the power of darkness. But because people don't know what they're up against, they don't know the authority that they have, they don't use it, and they just go on being molested by these malevolent spirits. It doesn't have to happen if you know the word, because the gift of life has overcome the force of death. Have a blessed weekend. Have a glorious life as you embrace the gift of life that God gave us at this special time of year where we celebrate the coming of Jesus, the Lord of glory, our Savior, the lover of our souls. He was the gift above all gifts. And remember, if you know Jesus, you know freedom. Know Jesus, know freedom.